trust us enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Running back from the bathroom. Hey, good morning. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and it's Friday.
Woo-woo, we made it. Yeah. It
took forever. I still don't feel like I've officially made it yet. Like, there was a moment today, and I'm just going to be honest with you guys. I was like, I'm going to call in sick today. I was like, I'm not sick, but I just don't want to get out of bed.
I just want to take a day for myself. I feel you.
I'm like, can I just pause time for 45 minutes? But we're here, and we're so glad that you're here, too. 833-563-2539 is the number if you want to be part of the show anytime today. Also, Twitter and Instagram, you can check us out there. It's Radio Now AM Show. For Facebook, we'll be putting some discussions up there. A lot of good stuff today. So make sure you like it. If you're in Indy, it's Radio Now 100.9. If you're in Houston, it's Radio Now Houston. I'm looking forward to hearing from people that were in Houston that went to the Joe Bro concert last night.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the social media. That thing looked crazy. How was your day, Mackenzie?
It was really great. I got a lot done. Gosh, it feels like so long ago. I ran around. I just ran errands. Nothing too exciting. I was just pumped up. I had a lot to do before the weekend. And I want to welcome Chloe, our new intern. She is from England.
Top of the morning.
Yeah. So welcome. What do you think so far? You've been here for just a few minutes.
It seems fun. I'm going to enjoy this, I think.
Okay, yeah, as long as we let you in the building. Get her a key card,
please. She just got in the building. It was so funny. We're like, someone's here. Who is it? And it's like, oh, it's our new intern.
Not it. Not going to go check. Not going to check. Pork Chop, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. Cue the Family Feud music.
Oh, yeah.
I played Family Feud trivia, and my team of, like, original guys was there.
The OGs.
And then my friend Alyssa was there. So I had a choice of what team to be on. So I chose to be with Alyssa. And it's funny because the main group of guys, they split off. Like, one guy split off on his own team.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, like, the main group got third place. The one guy that split off got fourth place. And me and Alyssa got fifth. And there was 15 teams. So, I was like, if we all just, you know, played together, we probably would have gotten
first.
Why
don't you guys play together? Is there some drama within the Family Feud community?
Like Liv has hit on something very hard.
No. Like, you win, like, gift cards. So, like, if you split up, you can win more.
Doesn't sound like you guys are getting greedy.
Necessarily. I mean, because Alyssa isn't friends with the main group. So the main group
Why don't you just include her?
Because then if we win, we're going to how are we going to break a $50 gift card?
Why do I feel like we're at a middle school table?
I feel like this is high school.
Why don't you ever win though, Pork Chop? You're always
We've been playing for months, Mackenzie, and we've gotten first place many times.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe not since I've been on the show.
Yeah.
No, the bad luck charm.
That was a long time ago.
No way. I rock the feud. Hello.
Then you should have cared.
I should. I'll dominate.
All right, next Thursday.
There we go.
Yes.
Used to that sound. All right, Live the Web Girl, how was your day yesterday?
I have some very, very exciting news. I finally...
You're pregnant!
No!
Yay!
I am not pregnant. I don't want to get pregnant until I'm 35, so hopefully I've got another 10 years before that happens. But I finally completed my first Cycle Bar audition.
Yay!
Which I'm so excited.
As exciting as if you were pregnant, but we're excited.
Well, I am as... I would be devastated bawling my eyes out if I was pregnant. Not excited. So it is very exciting to me. I just can't believe it's finally kind of done with... I'm just really excited that I finally finished the lead instructor said that it was perfect, that she does not doubt any part that it's not going to get passed. So hopefully I can get it passed and then I can start and I can finally be on my way to becoming a cycle bar instructor. So I'm super excited. I was like on cloud nine all day yesterday for just like completing it. And then I just had work. But yeah.
My butt hurts hearing about that because like why don't they make those seats like for people with bigger butts?
Well, we have seat cushions, and you would know that if you would come and try out a class. Hey,
I will totally come and try out one of your but classes. I think it'd be awesome.
I want Mackenzie's seat cushion too. I want to double up on the padding.
Okay, you can get double
up. Hey, I was like, what does that leave me with? Like,
your butt should be fine, right? Are you complaining about
pain? No, but if you take mine, I hope I need something too. I need a seat on my bike.
I'm not taking your seat. That would be a very interesting bike ride. Okay.
Hey, I will say, you know how it was cooler this morning?
Yeah.
Didn't turn my car back in because I love the Volkswagen Atlas I'm test driving.
So you stole it.
So I kept it. I'm keeping it as long until they come hunt it down. But it has a... It has a heated steering wheel, and it's the jam. This morning it was cool. So not only do I have my nice cozy tush warmer, I had my like steering wheel was heated, and it was just luxury driving in. I loved it.
Oh, man, that is something. When you have that, you're like, oh, wow.
So spoiled.
I can warm my pizza on this.
Ugh.
All right, hey, we have a lot to get to this morning. We're going to get into the garbage in a little bit. Live Sports Minute, all the sports stuff you need to know heading into the weekend. Joe's Need to Know News. Song of the Day, that's coming up in less than 30 minutes. Also today, we're going to talk to Griffin. He's got an interesting situation and needs your help, so we'll talk to him. Freestyle Friday, who's ready to drop a mad beat? This guy is.
Yeah!
And NF tickets, the Surge Tour coming to Indy and coming to Houston. We'll play Finish the Lyrics, so you'll get to do that. And I know, Mackenzie, you're really excited. This is big. We'll do it at 8:30, 7:30 Central. You might want to put a reminder in your phone for this. We're going to have top psychic Natalie Tomlinson on the show today.
Yeah, so if you've ever like been questioned, you want to go to a psychic, but you're scared, but you have a question, a burning question you want answered, we're going to hook you up.
All right, cool. Well, that's all coming up. Mackenzie, what do you got going on for the garbage?
Ooh, your Super Bowl halftime show performers announced, and they are hot. Plus, Adam Levine's new hair. Love it or hate it.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, get ready for a super sexy Super Bowl halftime show. None other than Jennifer Lopez and Shakira are co-headlining the Super Bowl halftime show.
I love that it's in Miami.
Yeah.
It is a very Latino town and that they picked the two of us.
Yeah, I feel incredibly honored and humbled to be, in a way, next to J-Lo, representing the Latino community that is such an important force in the United States.
I love that the Super Bowl has two women performing this year.
Joe,
it's
take
got
that
nothing
back.
To do with women. I'm not gonna get knocked for that. I don't care if it was two dudes that nobody cared about. Listen, I love Hips Don't Lie. I love I'm Real by J-Lo. But here's your surprise act. Ja Rule's gonna come out with Friar Fest 5. He'll be out there. And who else are we gonna have from Florida? Flo Rider? Wait, no, will Pitbull make an appearance?
Oh, of course, of course.
Donnie! I just feel
Mr.
like
Worldwide.
I don't know. You know who I'm not a huge fan of, but I wish would do it? Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
she would be amazing. Why can't we get like somebody's got like a big banger song right now?
Yeah, but Taylor, well, I would love, first of all, Taylor Swift, maybe in the future, but J-Lo and Shakira are going to bring it. It's in Miami. It's perfect. They're going to dance. They're going to sing. They're not just singers. They're entertainers.
Let's put this up on our Instagram story in a second to see if you're happy or unhappy with the lineup.
Like, do you like this or not? It's not going to be boring because after the whole Justin Timberlake, Janet Jackson, where he ripped off the nip slip. It was boring. They were too safe, and it was not fun to watch. Now they're getting kind of back, and I think this will be fun to watch. Sorry, Joe.
Well, I guess I'll have to skip the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, come on. Super Bowl 54 will be played at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami on February 2nd. I, for one, cannot wait. Gwen Stefani, she would be a good one. She would kill it on the Super Bowl. She is thanking none other than Christina Aguilera for getting pregnant.
I had just given birth, and 5 weeks after, they called me. And I remember I had my lawyer was over, everybody was visiting the baby, and I got this call, Christina's pregnant. And do you think you'd want to do the voice? And I was like, I just got the weirdest call. And my niece was like, you gotta do it! I was like, I'll think about it. Like, so dumb. Like, it was like the greatest thing I've ever done. So inspiring and just been such a gift. So, Yes, Christina Aguilera, thank you so much for getting pregnant.
And she met her new man, of course, talking about Blake Shelton. So she has a lot to thank Christina for.
It's interesting how that all happened with one phone call.
Absolutely. Well, she has been a judge, of course, with Adam Levine. And Adam just debuted a new hairstyle. Adam Levine rocking some cornrows. Here he is talking about the success of The Voice. And
it's wild. It's crazy. I'm super grateful because it's incredible to have this kind of success, especially for this long.
It looks weird. What do you think of the haircut?
I'm not into it. He posted it on social media saying, cornhawk. That's what he's calling his new
hashtag
style.
Cornhawk.
I don't know.
No.
I'm not into it. But hey, he gets bored. He wants to change it up. Whatever.
Pork
it's just
chop.
Hair.
You should grow your hair out and get a cornhawk.
No.
If I could grow my hair out.
Come on. I think it'd look great.
He's just happy he has hair. And he got a cut and it looks good. He's styling. OMG. Snoop gives credit to his girl Martha Stewart for not snitching like Tekashi 6ix9ine, because they obviously, okay, so this rapper, if you don't know, he's been currently on trial for racketeering, drug charges, and other crimes, and he's been naming off people involved in gangs. So snitching, it's not sitting well with Snoop. Here he is with his girl Martha Stewart.
It's amazing when she makes these balls come out.
The weight of this just, it reduces that square of ice to the most perfect ball.
Now, he posted a pic of he and Martha saying, as we watch Tekashi 69 snitch on everyone, I invite you all to remember Martha Stewart snitched on not one soul during her trial. Baby girl kept it 10 toes down and ate that prison sentence by herself like the true baddie she is.
Yeah, Martha Stewart, the OG.
Shots fired. He said, don't be a snitch. So he is definitely taking a stand on that. Also, I will mention there is going to be a docuseries on this whole trial that's happening with Tekashi 6ix9ine.
So. Interesting. And I also heard, too, unless I'm wrong, I think I saw it on TMZ, that he's not going to have witness protection. Tekashi 6ix9ine is turning that down.
I just don't think he's going to be around
killed.
That long. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a fun way to end the garbage. Mackenzie, thank you.
Don't snitch. Don't be a snitch. That's a lesson.
All right. Live the web, girl. What's coming up in your sports minute?
There is a new number one prospect for the NBA. Kevin Durant is coming for Twitter trolls again, and the Heisman watch starts now.
All right. That's next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Live Sports Minute.
The Ball family, correct? Lonzo Ball, Lorenzo Ball, LaMelo Ball.
Big baller brand.
Yes, big baller brand. They came out with their shoes. So it actually looks like one of them could be promising. So LaMelo Ball in the past week has moved up 20 spots in the NBA mock draft at being a real number one overall pick, which is super exciting. And, you know, the whole family has kind of fallen flat, especially Lonzo Ball. He was supposed to be better than LeBron James, and he's not even starting for the Lakers. So LaMelo Ball could actually be the real deal. He's been playing over in Australia, and footage has come out of him playing, and people are super excited about it. He looks really good.
Yeah, when he slammed dunked it over that kangaroo, I was like, dang!
Dude! Yeah, the kangaroos aren't the only ones with hops over there. And there was a giant upset in college football this week. So number 13 Wisconsin blew out number 11 Michigan. Did you watch this game, Joe?
I watched a bit of it, and I'm a Michigan State fan, so I'm like, beat them.
We'll see, and I was sad because I like Michigan's coach, Jim Harbaugh, a lot. So I was a little sad to see it, but it was such a good game, I thought. And then Heisman talk is starting, and people are super impressed with LSU's quarterback, Joe Burrow. So if you have not looked into him, look into him and watch out for him. Joe Burrow, LSU's quarterback, potential Heisman winner. And Kevin Durant was coming at Twitter trolls again. So do you guys know about Kevin Durant's burner accounts?
No.
I can only imagine.
So he has been caught using burner accounts like numerous times. He has many. I think he stopped. We think he has stopped because now he just comes for people on his own Twitter. So Magic Johnson was on ESPN this past week and said he just doesn't know where Kevin Durant is going to be happy if he wasn't happy at Golden State and winning a bunch of championships. And so someone tweeted out the video, just a random innocent bystander, an NBA fan, and Kevin Durant responded to that innocent guy and just said, horrible take, regurgitated bull crap. He didn't say a word as nice as bull crap, but yes, you get the imagination.
I miss the times we didn't have social media.
Oh, really? I live for this. I love this. So he
the drama.
Yes, he deleted the tweet, but I love petty Kevin Durant. I love petty NBA players. I live for them going off on social media. And then Colts this weekend play the Oakland Raiders. This should be a very easy win. It's going to be a home game. The Raiders are an absolute mess.
Soon to be the Las Vegas Raiders, eh?
Yes, that's
happening.
Are you
guys impressed I knew that or what?
Yeah! That's coming in 2020, yes. So this should be a breeze. I don't see anything happening to where the Colts don't win. Jacoby Brissett keeps impressing, and after the whole Antonio Brown preseason mess with the Raiders, they're just a hot mess right now. And then the Texans take on the Carolina Panthers this week, and the Texans are going to win. I think so. They're predicted to win. I think it's going to be no sweat. Quarterback Deshaun Watson's been killing it this year, especially compared to Cam Newton, the Carolina Panthers quarterback. He also is on the hot mess express.
He looks good, though, in post-game conferences.
Oh, no, he doesn't. He looks insane. His fashion is a whole other thing.
You're a hater.
Cam Newton's fashion, I just can't anymore. I was like, you know, he's an artiste, maybe.
I love it. I love Cam because only he can pull it off. Like, only he can pull that off.
I'm sorry. 2 weeks ago, he looked like the wolf trying to act like Little Red Riding Hood's granny. Like, it
I'm
was
into it,
a
though.
Mess.
I like a signature style.
Okay. The only thing the Texans should worry about this week is Christian McCaffrey, but I think they'll be fine. Another NFL game I'm really excited about is the Patriots and the Bills. So obviously the Patriots are going to blow out the Bills. We know this, but both of them are undefeated. This is the first time the Bills have been 3-0 in at least a decade. They're going insane. I am so excited for this. And with baseball, the Cubs, the Red Sox, and the Mets are officially out of the baseball playoffs, and they were all supposed to be pretty promising teams. Wow. But I think the teams that people are going to have to beat and have the best chance of winning this year are the Yankees, the Dodgers, and of course, the Astros.
Yep, I got Justin Verlander because he was on the Tigers. Actually, I'm wearing my Tigers shirt today. They didn't make the playoffs, did they?
I don't believe so, no.
No, they were terrible this year.
Sorry about that, Joe. Hey, but you know what? The Detroit Lions, your football team, they're 3-0.
Well,
they're 3-0, baby. 2-0-1.
They tied
with the Cardinals, and the Cardinals are really bad. I can't tell if the Detroit Lions are going to be good at all this year.
They are not, but I appreciate your optimism.
Hey, I'm hopeful, but that is my Sports Minute.
All right, live the web, girl.
Live Sports Minute.
Coming up next here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show, a big home food delivery service, McKenzie, was hit with a data breach and an airline.
Oh, no!
And an airline has a new seating selection option, which I think you're all going to love. Joe's Need to Know News is coming up next. And hey, after that, song of the day. Oh my gosh, there's so much exciting stuff happening! Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. DoorDash revealed that 4.9 million of its users, vendors, and delivery workers were exposed in a data breach.
What the heck?
Mackenzie, didn't you use them?
Yes, great, for the first time. And it stunk. They didn't even show up, but I definitely put my credit card number in there.
They got everything they needed. The food delivery company said that the exposed information included sensitive financial data like partial credit cards, bank account numbers, but not enough to make fraudulent purchases.
Great. Something else to worry about.
The exposed information could include your name, order history. That might be the most embarrassing thing for me. I'm like, oh my God, this guy orders that. Email address, delivery address, and phone number. So there's still sensitive information you don't want out there. Tell me what you think about this. Japan Airlines has added a feature to its online booking tool that shows a baby icon on any seats booked by parties traveling with someone 2 years old or younger. One of their customers tweeted out, "Thank you for warning me about where babies plan to scream and yell during a 13-hour trip. This really ought to be mandatory across the board." But not everybody was on board with this. Multiple people said, okay, well, then maybe you can have a thing, you know, where people can just get noise-canceling headphones to deal with that. And then another person had a little rebuttal, said, well, maybe you could put a map seat out there of mouth breathers, droolers, farters, and people that are drunk.
So, well, I actually think this wouldn't be bad to have like a kids section and let everybody with kids kind of sit together.
Like under the bottom of the
plane? Because I've been that mom, hey, don't get me wrong, with like, you know, it's hard to travel with kids. But I've also been on the other point where I'm like, oh my gosh, this is my time to sleep. Like I'm going to, you know, I just want quiet. And everyone's paid the same for their ticket. And to have a screaming kid behind you kicking and screaming. And I mean, you've paid just as much as everybody else.
Because babies, I mean, if they're pooping and all that too and the doo-doo, like they kind of stink, you know what I mean?
Well, it's just the screaming. It's like you can't the whole entire time, especially if you have like a 4-hour flight.
I say you put the babies to the back of the plane. That way they're near the stinky toilet. You ever just in the back row of a plane, you ever sat there? I have, and it is the stinkiest area. You pray that the plane goes down because you can't handle the stench of the toilet. Just put the babies in the back.
I think all the kids together. That's a great. Then they can share snacks.
See, we are going to put baby
so
in a corner.
Fun. We are.
I know right now mom's like, Joe, I'm just kidding. So calm
down. At least on a plane. No, it might be a fun idea.
It's something at least interesting. They're trying to actually listen to customers' concerns.
Yeah.
Okay. I know pork chop and liver are working these other jobs. I don't know how much they make at their other one, but $30 an hour is not too bad, right? Domino's is now accepting applications to find the ultimate garlic bread lover. The company says the ideal candidate for chief garlic bread taster must be a big fan of carbs. Doesn't identify as a vampire and is passionate about food innovation. Pork chop, this might be you. If you're chosen, you'll be paid $30 an hour. You get to sample garlic bread and enjoy a pizza lunch. Applications are going through October 7th.
You won't get many kisses, though.
Well, it's okay,
though. It's all garlic breath all the time.
I don't know, though. When people get drunk, they eat pizza and there's garlic in that. You just have to make sure it's late at night and people are kind of inebriated. Then you should be fine. That's how I got most of my kisses before I met my wife anyways.
Everyone was drunk.
And this story is just insane. This comes out of Indiana. You ever go to an apple orchard?
Yes, I want to go apple picking, actually. Maybe this weekend.
Well, a apple orchard, Willis Apple Orchard, that's in northwest Indiana, they had 50,000 apples stolen.
What?
Yeah, owners think that thieves put down tarps and shook the trees, getting away with $30,000 worth of inventory.
Dang.
Yeah.
A lot of Granny Smith.
No kidding. Maybe it was a granny that did it. That's about 5% of the orchard's full crop. And looking ahead, a big thing to celebrate on Sunday, it's National Coffee Day, so...
Yes.
Get your coffee on, get your caffeine fixed, and there's some deals out there, too, at different coffee places, so check around and get yourself hooked up with that Java Jolt you certainly need. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. Song of the day. It's been Live the Web Girls week. She went, she won the first three. She won the first three this week. God, I wish
you talk like that all the time.
I wish I was actually drunk when I slurred my words.
It is Friday. Where are mimosas at?
I don't know.
Come on.
I say 40
and
ounce Friday.
And our boss is out of town.
I know.
Why are we not having cocktails?
But even then, he's not here this early, and he's not going to hear this part of the show. So whatever. Just think about it. Liv, go get us some drinks, please. I'll buy them. No, but Liv the Web Girl won the first three. Pork Chop, you won yesterday. Mackenzie and I, who do value our wins.
We're always like in third.
Okay.
I have started
Are you drinking? Is that vodka in your Starbucks cup? Holy crap.
Straight vodka. Third and fourth.
Wow. Okay. Pork Chop is giving me the sign of you guys are really losing it, so I need to focus. That being said, song of the day today is One Hit Wonders, and I guess I will go first and share you what it is. All right, sorry. Pork Chop's up first. What's up, Pork Chop? What is your song today?
So for my One Hit Wonder, I picked Marky Mark, and I didn't even realize that Marky Mark is Mark Wahlberg. And back then, he was actually hot. So.
Oh my gosh, so hot and sexy. Are you kidding me? His Calvin Klein underwear ads. I mean, he's still gorgeous.
Who did it better, Shawn Mendes or Marky Mark?
Mark Wahlberg.
And I play this song at weddings all the time, and it's a huge smash. It's Good Vibrations.
Yes!
It's
good
vibration. Wow, Mackenzie.
I'm into it. It's about that time. I'm excited. Okay,
all
so
right.
I'm going to go next. I love that song. Nice choice, Pork Chop. I'm going with a one-hit wonder. It was like the OG Jonas Brothers, if you will. Back in the day, they were brothers. They were blonde. The Hanson Brothers. So Hanson Mbop. Can you
tell me who care? Good choice.
Here comes. Long, so vote for that, Mackenzie and Bop.
Okay, who's
Please.
Next? Who's got the next song? It is me? Okay, well then, my song is sad that this amazing artist only had one hit in their career because they're still standing the test of time. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Van Winkle, a.k.a. Mr. Vanilla Ice Ice Baby.
Police on the scene, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They passed me up, could run it all, I don't mean. If there was a problem,
yo, I'll solve it.
Check out the hook while my DJ
come on now.
Ice Ice Baby.
You know I'm behind you, all of these choices so far.
You know
far.
You want to hear this.
Ice Ice Baby.
All right. Last but not least, Liv the Web Girl. What is your one-hit wonder song you're bringing today?
I absolutely love this song. It's one of my favorite songs of all time. I just remember being a kid, being obsessed with it, and even today, who let the dogs out when you're chilling with all of your dogs, and it's about to be the weekend. You guys are about to be out on the town. It's Who Let the Dogs Out.
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Baja Men are going to be so excited they get a play today.
They do.
They're going to be like, what?
They just made 20 cents. Okay, now here's the deal. You're going to get to vote at 52140. You only get one vote that you text in, so don't accidentally waste it on Pork Chop, Liv, or Mackenzie.
Yes, Bob!
All right, here is the song recap. Ice Ice Baby, that's what I went with by Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla.
I really, somebody go get me a fifth because this needs to be happening. Mackenzie, Mbop by Hanson. Liv had Who Let the Dogs Out by the Baja Men. And Pork Chop had Good Vibrations by Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. 52140, get your vote on. We'll get a winner next. Of course, there's always controversy surrounding Song of the Day.
Always.
The results are coming in right now. Voting is closed. I want to recap the songs. Then, Mackenzie, you can air your grievance if you have one.
Okay.
Here we go. The songs are by Porkchop, Good Vibrations. He chose Marky Mark. Oh, yeah, I want to hear more of that.
Well, I do, too.
Not the full song, though. Mackenzie went with Bob.
Okay, so what happened? I'm sorry, hold on.
Sorry, I got the wrong order here. Joe, I went with Vanilla Ice, Ice, Ice Baby.
You threw in an extra ice.
Well, that's because I'm flustered.
Ice, 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 baby.
It's the ice, ice, ice remix. Now going to Mackenzie with her song.
With my Bob.
Bob. Do Bob. Bob.
So for some reason on everything, instead of Bob, it auto-corrected to Bob.
So then it made it onto the little paper we have in front of us, and it also made it onto our voting poll.
I will say on the text poll, the one that I created, it says Mbop.
Okay, oh. I kind of like Mbop better now.
Yeah, so maybe you could try Mbop next week.
Bop, bop.
And last but not least, Liv the Web Girl. She had Who Let the Dogs Out by the Baja Men.
Who let the dogs out?
Bob. 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 Bob.
If your name is Bob, call the show right now.
Okay.
It's all about you.
Pork Chop, working on the results. What do we have?
We have a tie for second and third place. Coming in dead last, nobody likes Marky Mark.
Oh, I do.
I told you guys too that I was gonna lose with that. I feel like you wanted me to pick it because you knew I was gonna lose.
No, I legit. Jerks. I love that song. I listened to it on the way in this morning.
Which should have been a sign that it's not going to win.
I'm never when I pick a song and you guys are like, "Oh yeah, Pork Chop, pick that one." I should have known
that was the red flag to not pick it. Part of the reason why we told him to pick it is because he spent 25 to 30 minutes on it. And everyone else maybe spent 5 minutes on picking
like,
a song.
Hurry up.
And he's
we
like,
have stuff
I'm
to
here
do.
So late in the day.
Yeah, no, screw, okay.
Guys, I was here till 5 o'clock trying to pick out a song.
Actually, like, it's not a tie for second and third. Liv, you got third place.
Oh!
He's just throwing it out there. He's like, oh, you want to make fun of my song selection? Take that.
Dang.
Ha ha.
Coming in second place. With 21% of the vote.
Oh, no.
Side note, first place got 41%.
Oh, that sounds like a majority to me!
Mackenzie, second place. Joe is the winner.
Yeah. I need it. To my fans, to my friends, thank you. I've been a very dark place lately. It's been weeks, but not
to
anymore.
To your fans, you mean your wife?
Yes. No, Mackenzie said she voted. I mean, my wife Lindsay said she voted for you, Mackenzie.
Yes, so. Lindsay, I love you, girl.
Okay, well, your song of the day winner, can't believe it was only a one-hit wonder. I can't believe that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle song never got to number one on the charts. It is Vanilla Ice.
Ice, baby.
Something like that. What are we gonna do?
Sing along!
Let's kick it! Oh yeah! Vanilla Ice, Ice Baby. Your winner today for Song of the Day, voted on by, well, you, the good people of Joe and the Radio 9 Morning Show. Joe, Mackenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop. Shout out to Spooky Mayonnaise, says, straight up started my Friday with one of my favorite songs, thanks to Joe Pesh Radio and Radio Now AM Show. Long live Vanilla! Never heard that said before, but we'll take it.
Long live Vanilla.
Yeah, you can see my humble celebration of the win on our Instagram story right now.
Congratulations. That was a nice election.
Thank you.
Yes.
I honestly, I've been depressed about it. I know I don't let on when I lose. I'm pretty calm and collected.
Are you serious?
You can never really tell that it bothers me. Oh, you can?
# first world problems.
But it's been helpful, so thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Mackenzie, what is this that you lost but you found? This is good news.
Okay, literally this happens to me on the daily. I lose things all the time. But now I don't sweat it anymore because I always know they'll pop up, usually. Except for my freaking pods, like for my ears. My AirPods. I'm so mad that they're gone and that someone stole them, so I have to buy new ones. I'm like, pfft. Anyway, but I lost my key, which is bad, to my place.
Hi, strange man. Come on in.
Exactly. So I was like, ooh, this is going to be an issue. Not good. So I have two keys made. One's on my keychain with all my keys. The other one's just a little wristlet thing, like a cord, like a coil, if you will. And okay. I lost that. And I love having it. It's so easy. And I found it today. Boom! In the bottom of my purse. And I was like, yes!
How many people...
It's been gone for literally 3 weeks.
Find things at the bottom of their purse that have been missing forever. How often does that happen? 833-563-2539. Does anybody else have something that they found that they lost forever?
I don't lose things.
Ever? You've never lost anything.
I'm so OCD in the way I do things. I know where everything is at every time. And if it's not there, I know it wasn't me that moved it. Like the time my ex threw away my W-2s and he swore that I misplaced them.
His W-2 tax forms?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So I don't lose things.
I can't believe you've never lost anything.
I don't
believe that for a second.
It's true.
You have had to have lost something.
Everything has a spot and it goes in that spot every time.
I
mean,
just
if you notice.
Don't believe that because he has accidentally thrown away papers and then been like, Where is it?
No, I've never accidentally thrown away.
No, not even trying to pile on, but I think Liz's right. No, seriously, was it something with work, right?
Yeah, it was here one time.
I think you did, and you're like,
I don't think so.
You've never lost anything in your life. I bet, what percentage of people can say that? 2%? I lose things every single day.
Yeah, I lose things every single day.
All the time.
My wife, though, you bring up, Mackenzie, my wife loses stuff all the time. Our job, we don't have, a key guard to get in, but you have to, where she works at, you have we kind of make fun of it. It's like a security ID. You got to have it, usually the women have it or the guys have it pinned on their belt or their hip, and you got to have it and you got to scan it and show it. It's like a retractable thing. Every time, I lost it. I'm like, did you check your purse? She's like, oh, it's there.
Oh.
Every time. The purse is the magic dungeon or portal to things getting lost.
I lost my license, my driver's license. That's the latest. So that's great. I mean, I have another one now. I had a backup one.
What?
You're not supposed to have one. That's illegal.
I think it works like that.
I know. So I don't know. Anyway, but I lost it because I was down in Dallas at a boxing match and I left it there and they tried to send it to me. And then the fraud department, apparently of Indiana, confiscated it. So it's somewhere. I have no idea, but I need to get a new license anyway. So it's fine. So I just fly with my passport. But people will look at me all weird, I went to New York and with a passport. Hmm. Isn't that weird?
If you get, pulled over and a cop sees you have two IDs, I'm pretty sure you'd get in big trouble, I think.
Unless you could talk your way out of that one, that'd be impressive. Like me,
what
I'm going to get tasered.
What if I show him a passport?
I have had two IDs before, and the cop knew that, so I got pulled over, and it was one of the very first times I got pulled over, and I had two IDs, because one, I had lost, so I had to get a new one. The one that I had lost, I ended up finding, and I look way prettier in that one. So I put that one up front.
Right? Well, I don't have two IDs now. I have one because I lost the other one. Because I moved homes, so they switched the address on it.
Who would have known that I worked with two beautiful women that are also criminals? All right, Mackenzie, what's coming up in the garbage?
Ooh, Hailey Bieber's bachelorette party, what Kendall Jenner was spotted, what she brought. Plus, Anna Faris is revealing what her parents did to prevent her from losing her virginity.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, we certainly do. Let's dive right in, shall we? Metallica, Ozzy Osbourne, and more are set to perform at this really cool Global Goal Live concert next year. Red Hot Chili Peppers is going to get in the mix. Now, this is going to be basically similar to Live Aid. And it's going to happen next year on September 26th. I'm excited, actually, most of all, to see Ozzy Osbourne take the stage. Does he still have it?
I remember being in a club when I was out in London. Don't ask me where this club was. I've not got a clue. I'm down on my head. I've done so much booze. And he comes out the door. He says, you better come with me. I'll fix you up. And I'm like, yeah.
I don't know what he said, but yay, Ozzy Osbourne!
Yes! I think this will be cool. It'll be held on 5 continents, including Central Park in New York. They're going to be in Nigeria. It's Latin America, Europe, Asia, and they're just kind of adding places on. This is going to be really similar to Live Aid back in the day, and I can't wait for this.
Yeah!
So we'll keep you posted. Coldplay, Eddie Vedder said he's in. Muse also set to perform. So if you like a little rock, you're going to love this show.
That would be an awesome show to go to.
So you would love this, Joe.
I know.
Well, spotted Kendall Jenner at Hustler Hollywood. What? She was shopping for props for Hailey Bieber's bachelorette party because rumor is Hailey and the Biebs are saying I do once again this weekend.
He'll keep singing.
Oh, just don't. Well, I like your bow.
Thanks, babe.
You look cute.
Thanks.
And your little earrings.
Big earrings.
You can't tell that this is see-through. You're see-through.
You can't even see it.
I know. You're a naughty girl.
That makes me feel weird listening to them.
What is this? Stop it.
That's those two.
Stop.
That's a little lovebirds.
That is a weird type of love.
They're just cutesy and in love. You can't hate on them. So, and they're getting remarried this weekend. I can't wait. Monday, all the details on the wedding that leak, of course, we will have them for you.
Liv's hoping you have like a divorce announcement after that.
Really? Or do you want the Biebs?
Oh, she wants the Biebs so bad.
I am not kidding. I actually physically cried the day I found out that they were married.
Really?
Yeah, like when they got just married in like a courthouse, I actually cried that day.
Love's dead.
That is really tough stuff. Also tough stuff. We're moving into Mac Miller. The death investigation begins and has triggered a third alleged dealer arrest. Allegedly, a third dealer gave him bad drugs. That's the word on the street. Here's a little of Mac Miller. Of course, he was famous also for dating Ariana Grande.
And I just want to ball. Maybe dumb, but I've never been tall. Yeah. My trip, I never fall. God knows I came close. Don't try this at home.
Okay, so basically the dude saying Mac contacted him for pills. They're called 10 Blues. And then they were confiscated, and then they had like a runner. And it's such a travesty. Bottom line, don't do drugs.
Drugs are bad.
Drugs are bad, and they will kill you. So let's stay on that front. Anna Faris, she's such a funny lady, and I love her so much. Here she is talking about how she's not the best on the old social media.
I'm 42. Like, I don't understand social media very well. Like, I want to be subversive in it.
She's trying. She also goes on to say that when her parents are very, very religious, and that to keep her a virgin growing up, they kept adding in dental gear. So she had like a retainer, and then they gave her braces, and then she had headgear, and she says she knows it was their ploy to keep her like innocent and sweet because no boys wanted to get with her.
My mom did something very similar to that.
Really?
She kept me morbidly obese. Yes.
Oh, Joe.
No girl wanted to date
Stop.
Somebody with bigger boobs than them. So, yes, very true.
Stop. Look, you have your beautiful wife, Lindsay.
And we have insecurities about the size of my boobs compared to hers. Still.
He's so awkward.
All right. That.
Where's the crickets thing go?
I don't know what you're talking about. That wasn't awkward.
We have an intern here for her first day, Chloe. She's blushing and she feels so weird
also
right now.
Also her last day.
It's not like I showed her my moves. Calm down. We haven't crossed the line yet.
Please do not. Okay. It's an HR issue waiting to happen.
Okay. That is Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Coming up next, Griffin and his girlfriend have been dating for the past 7 years, and something recently happened with him and another girl, and he's not sure if he should say something or just keep quiet about it. Well, that's not good. We'll talk to Griffin next here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Good morning. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and you. If you ever want to be on the show, you're more than welcome to reach out. You can call in at 833-563-2539. And another good way, too, to send us a message, the quickest one might be by DMing us on Instagram. It's Radio Now AM Show. And that's the kind of the case that we have here with Griffin this morning. Hey, Griffin, thank you for calling in. What's going on?
Yeah, hey, thank you. I'm actually hoping you can help me out because kind of in a super uncomfortable situation here.
That's our specialty. Griffin, what's up?
Oh, good. Okay. So my girlfriend and I, we started dating back when we were 16. That was 7 years ago. Okay, 7 years ago we started dating, and her little sister at the time was 10. And she always had, like, a major crush on me, right? It was cute, you know? She was, like, all shy, and her face would get all red, and it was adorable and funny, and you know how kids could be, right?
Yeah.
So I would be nice, and I'd always make sure to say hi, and I'd tell her that she looks nice and pretty, and my girlfriend would tell me to make sure I give her a hug because she was young, and it was adorable and funny, whatever, whatever. Now I'm 23-year-old senior in college, and I was at one of my fraternity parties, and my girlfriend's little sister was there.
What was she doing there?
Well, she was, like, there partying with her high school friends. She's 17 now, okay? She's 17, and her and her friends from high school came to the campus, and, like, she was wasted hammered,
uh-oh,
right?
Uh-oh, I don't like where the story is going.
Sounds like Live the Web Girl back in the day. Okay, continue.
Super uncomfortable, right?
Right.
So I was saying hi, and I was making sure she was all right. And
did you go into kind of like big brother mode, making sure
exactly
she was okay and safe?
Big brother mode kicks in. She started, but she's like in party mode. She's drunk. She's 17. She's at this party. She's like started like grabbing me and rubbing up against me and trying to twerk on me and was like trying to make out with me.
Wow. And so like weird. It was like sexual. I thought you meant like grabbing, like she was falling down, couldn't stand up, but she was like in a sense flirting with you.
Yeah, it was a lot, right?
What did you say? What did you do?
Well, I got her to stop, and you know, I made sure she got home okay and this and that, but now I don't know what to do. Like, if I tell my girlfriend, she's going to be devastated. And I don't want her little sister to turn around on me because she's embarrassed, you know?
Like,
so
did she
I'm
try
like,
to kiss you or anything? Or she was just dancing on you?
She was, like, drunk dancing, trying to, like I said, twerk and get, like, sexual or sexy.
So
she's trying to be an adult.
So
right?
Would you say, though, that she was kind of trying to come on to you in some way or somehow? Like, she was definitely showing an interest.
Oh, definitely.
Well, yeah, she's twerking on him.
Well, I don't know. People can dance. I don't know.
I have a question, Griffin. So I know you said, like, she had a crush on you back then, and you were always nice to her and gave her hugs, whatever you said. Did you, I mean, ever at some point, I mean, she's 17 now.
She was 10, poor child. There's
I mean,
no
it's
way.
It's your girlfriend's sister, but she's 17 now. So I'm saying, like, do you think she's attractive at all?
I can't even look at her like that. She's like a child.
Like
to
a
me.
Little sis. Mm.
Thank God. Yeah, Porkchop's like, I like
producer
him young.
Porkchop.
I have to ask. Nobody asked.
I'm torn, at least as a dude, Griffin, to give you advice. 833-563-2539. If you could call in and give Griffin advice, maybe, I know it's kind of a weird situation, but maybe you've been in a similar one too. Here's my thought initially. Griffin, I would say you tell your girlfriend. I don't know why you think it's going to devastate her so much, but you're right, though. It could come back, and her sister's like, oh, no, sister, he was just really drunk and hitting on me, and it was really weird.
Okay, someone that is close to their sisters like me, My sister is my best friend. If I found out or she found out that we were flirting or coming on to one of each other's like boyfriends, that would be devastating. That's a betrayal of like your best friend and your sister.
So you want your boyfriend to not tell you about something that happened? That's kind of a betrayal,
well,
too.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm just saying.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
I would be devastated if I found that out about my sister.
Okay, so I got to ask Liv, if your sister, one of them was like grinding on your boyfriend and they both came to you and told you, who would you believe?
Oh, the sister. The guy's always in trouble.
Oh, it depends on which sister. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, 833-563-2539. Griffin, if you can hang on, we got some phone calls I want to get to, okay?
Yeah.
Griffin, well, he's got a girlfriend for the past 7 years, and they have a little sister. She was like 10 when he first met her. Now she's 17. She came with some friends to a college party. Well, he goes to college. She got drunk, I guess, beforehand. And when she was there, she was bumping and grinding, just flirting hard.
And it got weird.
Hard with Griffin. Am I missing anything there, Griffin?
No, you pretty much got it. I've known her since she was 10. You throw that in there?
Yes, sir. So, and you're like, do I tell my girlfriend? You think it'll be kind of devastating to her, or do you not say anything?
I feel like you definitely want to say something before the sister does.
And we got to watch out, too. There could be, like, legal trouble there, right? Because, what, the age of consent is, like, 17 in some states?
Well, there's not
going to
be. Well, they didn't do anything.
Well, I mean, I don't know if the girl, you know, she, I don't know. Who knows? I'm just saying, you know.
Pork Chop just throws another wrench into the system here.
It's funny because Pork Chop loves, like, young. He likes to date very young. I'll just leave it at that.
My ex is 25. I'm 30.
Now he is. Now he is. Okay.
25 looks 12.
Oh, my gosh. Right, who's on
we
the
love
phone?
You.
Oh, now he wants to change it. All right. Let's talk to Jeff. Jeff, what did you want to tell Griffin? Any advice you'd give him?
Hey, yeah. Griffin, man, you better tell your woman what's going on.
Oh.
You know, if you love your woman and she loves you, man, just tell her the truth. You know, don't try to, you know, beat around the bush. Just tell her straight up because, you know, a little sister later could be, you know, devious and try to blackmail you and tell, you know, sis that, hey, you know, your man was coming on me. And my wife always tell me anything in the dark must come to the light eventually.
Mm-hmm.
That is, those are words of wisdom.
That
anything
is the
in the dark must come
ever
to light. Keep it 100, and then you can't go wrong. I like where your head's at.
Jeff, thank you for calling in. Let's go to Raina this morning. You got Griffin on there, too. He's listening, trying to get some advice. What would you say, Raina?
I would say maybe say something joking around about it. Like, because we all do stupid things when we're drunk, and maybe she doesn't remember. She didn't do it as what he's thinking, maybe.
I'm sure she's
sexually
embarrassed.
Hold on. That's something I would suggest, and no offense, that does not sound like a good idea. Let me explain why, and maybe you can help clarify, Raina. So is he like, you know, wouldn't it be funny if, like, your sister came to a college party that I was at, and then she tried to, like, bump and grind on me? Wouldn't that be weird?
What if Lindsay's sister did that to you? What would you do, Joe?
Well, after I cleaned up the vomit, no, I'm kidding. It would be incredible.
Oh,
I'm kidding. It would be incredibly awkward.
I thought you said it would be incredible.
I don't know. Her sister's got some big. Okay,
oh
so.
Oh my gosh!
They're huge. Raina, I don't know what to say except for thank you for the call.
Awkward. I think she hung up.
Yeah, she's like, get me off of this station.
This show's been the most awkward ever.
Ashley!
Hi!
Help, Ashley!
How are you?
Hi.
What did you want to tell Griffin?
Okay, so Griffin, first off, I think you need totally to be honest, but I agree with Pork Chop. I date young, and I'm engaged. I'm 51, and my fiancé is 30. He just turned 30.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. I totally know it's a double standard, but I think that's awesome.
Sugar well, thank you. We've been best friends, and it might seem odd, but we've been best friends since he was like 17. We met, and his family's always been close to me.
That is odd. Come on.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
So, Okay, but we were friends. We didn't date till he got older and he kept pursuing. But just to say, you do have to think of those things. And what if his girlfriend's sister is embarrassed or wants to try to deny it and then try to say things above and beyond? And I'm not saying she would do that, but it has happened. Mm-hmm. I'm in the social work field and it has happened. So you have to be careful with that, but always be honest. Honesty is the best policy. She's probably going to be hurt. But then maybe, who knows, maybe there's more issues and the sister gets drunk a lot more. Or maybe, you know, she's just going to say sorry and go from there. But you do have to worry. What Porkchop said, you do have to think about those things because you never know. Look at all the people that go to bars and have fake IDs.
Okay, so, well.
Just be careful.
You Ashley, must be a total honesty. Fox, Ashley. I'm 51 and your dude is 30.
Yeah, you sound like you're 30.
Thank you.
Porkchop's like, hey, girl, hey.
All right, cougar alert. Thank you, Ashley, for your call. Liv the Web Girl, what do you got in our social Radio Now AM show?
Okay, out of all the social I've seen, I feel like this is the best advice. Lauren says he can tell his girlfriend from an angle of concern about a 17-year-old being hammered at a college party rather than the angle of her trying to hit on him.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So kind of just be like, she was out of her mind. She didn't know what she was doing. She wasn't acting herself. I think that is genius advice.
Okay, well, good luck with that, Griffin. I don't know if you got an idea of what you're going to do, but that's what we tried to do. We tried to help you.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah, I heard a lot of good things here, so I'll take it all into consideration.
All right, thank you, Griffin.
Thank
if you ever want to be on the show, 833-563-2539. You can call. We'll talk to you behind the scenes or DM us. It's Radio Now AM Show. So we were having a conversation. Mackenzie mentioned that the halftime performer, if you didn't hear already, for the Super Bowl is going to be whom?
Jennifer Lopez and Shakira, which I think is so hot and sexy. They're going to kill it down in Miami. And Joe's like, boo, hiss, bad, terrible decision. And I asked Joe, I said, it's weird. I would think you'd be pumped to check out J-Lo and Shakira, they're beautiful women. They'll be dancing and performing. Do you not think they're attractive? To which Joe says,
I said, yes. I said, a majority of women, when they get up to that age, I'd say in society, they are not attractive. Like guys can get older and they look great and everybody says, oh, they're so hot. But like when a woman turns 40, people always say like, oh, she's, you know, wrinkly or her skin's this or that.
But think about like Jennifer Lopez is 50, like Jen Aniston. 50s.
Oh, no, and I'm not disagreeing. I'm just telling, listen. I'm just telling you what people think, whether that's right or wrong.
No,
I'm not saying
you.
It is. No, don't hate on me. I'm saying, J-Lo, I cannot believe the age she is. Her body is like a 21-year-old Olympic athlete. It's incredible. Not that I've done research on it. But, but Liv the Web Girl blew her top.
Oh, like, and then these two got into it, and so I thought this was so interesting.
Yeah, because that's not exactly what Joe said, and I'll tell you exactly the way Joe worded it and what he said coming up next.
She legit wrote it down, so you're in trouble.
I guarantee she did. She recorded it too, so our bosses can come into a meeting today again. The phone lines will definitely be open for this one. 833-563-2539. If you didn't already hear, Mackenzie told us in the garbage.
Yes.
Jennifer Lopez.
Shakira. They're Super Bowl halftime performers down in Miami. It's going to be amazing. I was pumped about it. Joe's not excited about it. It's happening February 2nd, by the way.
I'm just bummed. I wish, like, not that it's a female. I just wish that it would be, like, a big person with current music on the radio right now.
Yeah, but you also have to realize J-Lo is one of the most famous people in the world right now. With her relationship with A-Rod, their engagement, you know, she's on television all of the time. She's performing.
Her Vegas residency.
She sells out her tour constantly. She is huge.
She has at least 32 hits.
Then what about Shakira?
I mean, it's Miami. Everybody loves Shakira.
Yeah. And why not? And every single Super Bowl performance always has someone else coming out. They never do it just alone. They always have someone on stage.
Miss Shakira.
With them.
I'm excited.
Thank you for letting me perform at the halftime show. Yeah. I'm Shakira. Okay, so why don't you, Liv? You're saying I didn't say it correctly, but we had to talk about like just how the women look compared to how men look.
Yes,
and
so
Liv the Web Girl did not like my take. That was an honest take.
Yeah, so Mackenzie said, what, you don't think they're sexy? He's like, no, I do. I mean, J-Lo, yeah. Like, normally, and he said, for some reason, men get older and look fine and are still attractive. And for some reason, when women get older, everything just breaks down.
Oh, he said their bodies break down. Intern is nodding her head. It's her first day.
They do.
And you said everything just breaks down. They get really bad wrinkles.
We just talked about this and agreed that women, for example, Dolly Parton, sure, her boobs are 5 years old, but everything else on her, she probably has the chicken wing flaps. You're talking about how there's a conspiracy. She hides her arm. I'm not judging women. I'm just telling you things that a society that people believe and say. I represent the people.
But here is the thing. Is that it's not that women, everything just breaks down on women. Hold on. Men have wrinkles. When men age, they wrinkle just as bad as women do.
But women find it sexy.
But in our society, it's acceptable for men to age. It's acceptable for men to have gray hair. It's acceptable for men to have wrinkles. We think it's sexy. It's showing their age, all of this stuff. But if there is one wrinkle on a woman, she can barely get an acting job.
Throw her away, out in the garbage.
Exactly.
It's very true. It's because a man looks distinguished if he has some like salt and pepper hair, some wrinkles.
This
like Brad
beard
Pitt
I have right
is
now
55
with white.
And I'm like still drooling. But a woman, if she has gray hair and her wrinkles are starting to show, she can't get any roles, or she's the role of the grandma.
Right, exactly. and it's just such a double standard. There's so much more pressure on women to look young. And why isn't it that women look distinguished when they age? And here's the thing. He said that men look fine and everything breaks down on a woman. That is the difference, because they are the exact same. They are both aging. They are both getting wrinkles. And you said you compared a man looking fine and a woman, everything breaking down. News to you, everything's breaking down on a man as well, but we say it's okay.
Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe women shouldn't.
I don't know why you're personally getting mad at
thing.
Me for saying something. 833-563-2539. Call in, and if you think I'm wrong, I'd love to hear one call, because you're not going to get one that's going to say what I said is not a true statement.
But
whether it's
travesty.
Right or not. But that's what it is. I didn't say it's right. I'm like, yeah, that's right. You better look young women. You better look. I didn't say
but
that.
But you said
I don't
everything
think that.
Breaks down on them, and then you compared that nothing breaks down on a man. That's just not true, and that's just not right. You weren't saying, like, oh, society accepts men when they get old and society doesn't accept women when they get old. You didn't say that. You said men look fine when they age and women, everything breaks down.
Busted.
Allison, good morning. Thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to say I kind of agree that there is that double standard on women, but men also break down and do the whole salt and pepper thing, but like, my dad married up, like, a cougar, and she looks younger than I do, and I'm 30, and I believe she's, like, 63, 64.
Oh, my God.
Wow, yes.
Get that Social Security.
Now, but I have a question for you. Do you know if she has had Botox, if she has had fillers, if she has had work done on her face, if she has had lasers, anything like that? Because, obviously, that's going to make someone look younger.
She has had absolutely no work done.
Wow.
And I'm going to have to DM you guys their wedding picture, because
please
everyone
do.
Thought that my dad was marrying a teenager, but really she was 20 years older than my dad is.
That's incredible. And I want to say, women that put so much pressure on yourselves, if you're looking all the, like Jennifer Lopez, yes,
right.
She's stunning. Yes, she's 50. Like, but here's the thing. She's got money.
Exactly.
Look at the Kardashians are getting these treatments. And feel like
exactly.
Every week they're spending thousands. So stop putting all that pressure on yourself.
Allison, before we let
totally
you go,
agree.
When you sent us that photo, do you have any of her in a bikini?
Oh my gosh, Joe.
Joe. You already said your sister-in-law has huge boobs. I think you better just stop.
I think anybody that looks out of a window can see she has huge boobs.
Oh,
I have. She's come over and she's gone swimming with us. And I asked my dad, I said, there's no way that her boobs are real. And he goes, yeah, she's all natural. I was like, oh, my God.
Well,
like,
Allison, send us a photo so we can decide on that.
Joe!
Thank you.
You are just digging yourself deeper. I don't even think you should go home.
I may not be allowed to go home. All right, 833-563-2539. We got a couple of calls lined up, Liv, and we'll see how many people agree with you and how many people agree with me. We'll be right back. 833-563-2539. We're having a little conversation this morning.
We are talking about Shakira and Jennifer Lopez doing the halftime show at the Super Bowl. And Mackenzie's like, don't they look good? I'm like, yeah, they actually, they do.
Obviously, you're like, wow, for their age, actually, they look good.
Yes, for Jennifer Lopez to have a body like she has in her 50s, that is unheard of.
How about just
of.
Saying she has an awesome body? Why
no,
is it
No, because
her 50s?
It's harder and harder as you get older as a person to have that kind of body, let alone a woman that's had kids.
And don't, yeah, we have to do, we
no,
do have
but
to bring
she,
up kids.
She has. Dudes don't have kids. They have beer guts. They don't have kids.
I have a quick question for Liv. Isn't it like common knowledge though that men hit their prime a little later in life than women anyways?
But that is literally just something that we made up as a society and as
Did
a
we?
Culture. Yes.
You sure it's not scientific?
There's no actually I will tell you the scientific proof. Scientific proof is you are prime pristine when you are 25. 25
Darn
is
it.
When you're going to be the strongest and like it's the best time to get in shape. Your body
I heard
is going to be the most
I've always
developed.
Heard 29, but
well, I'm still,
in between there.
I'm still waiting to hit my prime, so. And I'm 30. Ugh,
good luck. I'm just kidding. But see, and that's the thing, too. Like, it's all
so
about
awkward.
Your strides, but I'm saying it's like all individual, but I think that the whole, like, oh, men, you know, hit their prime when they get older, and then it's like, oh, women are just old hags. Like, I hate it.
Abram, what's going on?
Yes, or Abraham.
Abraham, what do you want to say?
So I'm with Liv and Mackenzie on this. I'm actually 25, and my wife is older than me as well. I heard someone say that there was like a 51, and then there's like their fiance's 30.
Yeah, Ashley, who called into the show.
And I want to say you guys are awesome, but Joe, women are like fine wine. They can age really well. And I don't know why you say women just I mean die
Hold
or
on.
Something.
He
or,
said
or,
break down.
Yeah, exactly. That's not true. That is not true.
No, it's not true
honestly,
for all women.
Me,
but I feel
J-Lo looks better now than she did before.
And
like,
would you
100%.
Would you honestly say that that's the standard or that's the exception to the rule of men and women breaking down as they get older? It's just natural your body does that, even if you're in
like,
shape.
Like, to be honest, I'm in my 30s, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I look so much better than I did in my 20s, hands down.
Yeah, but you're 30. You're not 50. You're not 60. You're not 70.
But I'm just saying, but it doesn't have to be that way. You're better, and then you get worse and worse and worse as you get older.
And also, just because your body has some wrinkles doesn't mean that it's not strong and that it's breaking down.
Exactly.
My mom could kick your butt in any sort of rage in a push-up competition.
Oh, did she do Taekwondo? Because I got a brown belt with four stripes. Bring
she,
it!
She
oh
literally,
gosh,
I am
what
not
is
kidding.
Happening?
My mom
I'm fighting
so
her mom.
Strong.
That's what's happening.
My mom is probably the strongest she's ever been in her entire life.
So we're going to have a cage match.
Is,
yeah.
And she is in her 50s.
Tell your dad to back off. It's me and your mom.
That's all I'm saying. Just because a couple wrinkles doesn't mean you are not strong and that you're breaking down. And women should not feel pressure that they shouldn't have wrinkles when they get older because everyone does. Brad Pitt does. George Clooney does.
You can get mad at me.
Jack Nicholson does.
All
and
you
women
want.
should not be shamed.
You can get
because
mad
they
at
have
me,
wrinkles.
Liv, all you want. I told you, and I'll say it again from the beginning, this is a belief that people have. I'm not saying it's right, but this is true more often than not.
Right.
I don't care if a single person calls in and says what I'm saying. Like
Joe's not making it up.
I'm not saying that's how
true.
I well, feel. I didn't say that's how I feel.
Your initial statement did not
true.
Sound great. You said that men, for
because
some
it's
reason,
not, it's not
men
great.
Are fine and women break down. That was your initial statement.
As
and
a
that
society,
is the statement that is
yes.
wrong.
As a society, Liv,
you
hold
didn't
on.
Say that, though.
It goes without saying. Oh,
right.
My gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Let's go to Crystal this
Everybody
morning.
Everybody take a breath.
Seriously, get your mom. We're gonna do it. Crystal, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. So, Joe, I think you're going to have to take the L on this one.
No.
I'm actually a physician, and I do take care of men and women. And I can testify firsthand that both bodies break down with age, okay?
Yeah,
not
yes,
just men,
true.
Not
Duh.
Just women.
If
you take care of your body, then you will have the body that you want. But if you're not putting in that work, then you will see the breakdown process.
Older
and it's
men,
really not gender perspective.
Older men always say they lose their butts, like they have no butts.
I've never had a butt, so I don't know what goes on there. Why is that, Crystal? Where do the butts go?
So quiet.
Do we sit on them too much? What happens?
You know what? You can book an appointment with me, and we'll talk more about it.
All right.
Nice.
You just heard Crystal say she
Joe
wants to see my
Brazilian butt.
Brazilian
butt lift.
I need a Brazilian butt wax.
Oh.
Ew.
Ew.
I'll
Okay. I'm just trying to be honest. You guys don't like honesty today. Everything's too much to handle. Alice, we will wrap things up with you. What do you think?
Good morning, guys. I love you guys. Okay,
love
so
you.
I agree with both sides to a certain degree. I agree with Joe, and I agree with you. You guys too. But I have to say, African American women are blessed in that area.
Black don't crack.
Can we
crack.
Just say that
black
more than other
crack.
Other yeah. cultures?
I would absolutely agree with that. Yeah, I'm not blind.
I mean, it's just true.
Absolutely.
But I completely like when I see. Another woman of another race that's older, and I'm like, man, she looks good for her age. I say it all the time because there's some just don't age gracefully. They just don't.
I totally agree with that, and that can be a multitude of factors. That can be sun damage. That can be not having
Agreed.
The right diet. That can be just not hydrating
yep.
properly.
Lotion.
That
Wait.
Can be a
Lotion.
Number.
Lotion.
Yeah, not moisturizing. That can be a number of things, but what I just don't like is that just, there should just not be pressure to age gracefully. Just age how you're going to age.
Well,
you
there's
know?
Always going
to
be that standard,
But you got to be comfortable
though.
In yourself to do that.
Absolutely. That, I mean, that's just how, that's unfortunately just how it is.
But I
want the people that do put pressure, like they see like a Christie Brinkley who's well into her 60s, gorgeous. You have to keep in mind, these people have millions and millions
oh, yeah.
of dollars to keep them. It takes money to keep that look and that lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Alice, thank you for calling in and agreeing with me especially. That's the best part. But we appreciate it. Thank you. We love you.
Bye, guys.
All right, you have a good one.
I bet she's beautiful.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, and
definitely.
Hey, you guys, when you compliment a woman that she's beautiful like you just did to our mm-hmm. beautiful caller, just say, don't say for your age.
Just say
gorgeous.
Yes.
Yes. You're stunning, you're beautiful. Don't be like, for your age.
Hey, Liv.
What?
You're really pretty.
Okay, cool. Wish I could say the
These
same about you.
No, I'm like hate each other.
I'm just kidding. I think I...
Tell me I'm handsome like my mom does.
You are very handsome, Joe. There you go.
Man, these NF tickets are popular this week. NF The Search Tour. This fall into 2020, we got your chance to win them. Whether you're listening in Indy on Radio Now 100.9 or in Houston on 92.1, we just got to get some people to play Finish the Lyrics. Let's go to Katie this morning. Katie listening in Indy. Hey, Katie, do you want to have your lifeline be myself, Joe, or Mackenzie? Because you're playing Finish the Lyrics, but you do have a lifeline. Who do you want it to be?
I'm going to do Mackenzie.
All right.
Yes.
Katie and Mackenzie.
Yeah, girl.
Got you locked in there. And then that means, if I got you locked in so I don't hang up on you, let's go to Shauna, who's also, I'm sorry. Oops, I did the wrong one. My bad. Courtney, hey, you're listening in, Andy. What up, Courtney?
Hi.
What up? All right, here's the deal. I'm going to be your lifeline, but hopefully you don't need me. Finish the Lyrics. We get 3 songs each. You can listen to the song up to 2 times. Then you have to give us a guess. You say final answer, whatever you think the next word will be. And you have a lifeline you can use once. Mackenzie will be Katie's. Courtney, I will be yours.
Okay, I have to ask my lovely partner. Katie, would you like to go first or second?
We can go first.
Okay, Katie wants to... Fired off here.
All right, listen up. Here's your first song for Finish the Lyrics.
Friend?
Your final answer is friend? Is that
yeah. I'll always be.
Friends that
yes!
is correct.
Katie!
All right,
she's on the board, baby.
Let's go to Courtney now. Courtney, here's your song.
Best thing you know, shawty got low, 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 low. Them baggy sweatpants and the Reeboks with the...
All right, what's the next word?
I think it's strap.
Strap? Okay, is that your final answer?
Yeah.
All right, let's see if it's strap.
Nice.
Yeah, we got a tie game
neck
through
and
one
neck.
Round. All right, let's see here. Katie, here is your next song. Good luck.
I heard you told your friends that I'm just not your type. If that's how you really feel, then why'd you call last night? You say all I ever do is just...
What is
control.
The next word? Final word is control? Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Looking for control.
Control.
Yes,
life.
Katie!
All
Killing
right.
it. it.
Two for two. Let's see if Courtney can keep pace. Here's your song.
I'm sorry that I let you down. Let you down. All these voices in my head get loud. I wish that I could.
Shut.
Say that again, please.
Shut.
Shut. All right. Final answer. Shut. Let's see. Wow, no lifelines used, and we have a tie game going into our third and final round. Will we have overtime? Will Courtney or Katie win? Let's find
out.
Come
on, Katie.
Here's your song, Katie.
I want it, I got it. 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 You like my hair? Gee, thanks.
Just bought it.
Yes!
Let's see if it's right. Calm down.
Yes, Katie!
Okay, no pressure here, but Courtney, you got to get this next one right. Otherwise, Katie wins the NF tickets, okay?
Okay.
Here's your song.
All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights.
When?
Final answer, when, to force overtime. Let's see.
When I'm with my baby, yeah.
Wow.
All right, Porkchop, explain
overtime
between Courtney and Katie.
So for overtime, we've got one song left. Joe will start the song, and then it will stop. As soon as you know the answer, buzz in with your name. So Katie, let's test your buzzer. Say Katie.
Katie.
Courtney, let's test yours.
Courtney.
But you're going to say it like, Katie, Courtney. Okay,
so
get ready.
So am I buzzing in if I know the song?
Yes.
No, you've got to know the word, the next word when Joe stops it.
Yeah, so you're going to finish the lyric, but your buzzer is you saying your name, okay?
Okay.
Then we'll call on you, and you give us the word.
Make sure I actually call on you. You don't want to blurt it out and have the other person win. So, that being said, when it stops, buzz in with your name if you know it. Here we go for those NF tickets.
I don't want you to leave. Will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay?
Courtney.
Katie.
Courtney.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Courtney. Oh, man.
Down tonight.
Katie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for playing, Katie.
Oh, Katie,
thank
you were amazing, girl.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Dang it, down to the last one.
Courtney, you're our big winner.
Thank you.
Nice job, girl.
Close.
All right. Hey, you're getting hooked up with NF tickets, the search tour. Congratulations. Hang on the line. We'll get all of your information.
I am so excited. I can't even stand it.
What is wrong with you?
Well, because A, my friend's coming on the show, and B, this is going to blow your mind because she's straight amazing.
All right. I guess I should save my doubtfulness until we actually talk to our top psychic friend, Natalie Tomlinson. Good morning.
Good morning, Nat.
Good morning, guys. Can you hear me? It sounds really far away for some reason.
Oh,
yes.
Hold on. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you perfectly.
There we go.
Oh, it's 5:30 in the morning here in Los Angeles, by the way, and I'm up and ready for you with a cup of coffee, thank God.
Thank you for getting up so early. She's not a morning person.
We should have a British... Go ahead.
Say that again, darling. I missed you.
I was going to say we should have a British off between you and our new intern, Chloe.
British off.
Oh, well, we like that. But Joe, is it Joe Pesci or Pesh or Pesh?
That's like me saying Worcester sauce. It is Pesh, P-E-S-H, Joe Pesh.
And Natalie, he's not a big believer, so I said today we will change his mind.
Oh, Joe, listen, you've got a bit of a Polish name right here, is that right?
That is correct. I'm the king of pierogies.
Yes. You know what? I'm half Polish, too.
Oh, hello. Hello, fellow sister.
Do you speak Polish, though?
I do not. My great aunts and uncles did, but I can barely speak English.
You know what this means? Proszę David Bouge.
Did she swear?
No. It means in Polish, give me a kiss.
Oh,
I thought she said you're bougie.
No, Proszę David Bouge. Bouge is your mouth. You got to shave off that beard first.
Oh, yes. Natalie, yes, I agree.
I
You've got the most beautiful eyes, Joe, ever.
Thank you. Thank you. I wish I could lose weight so you could see him more.
Aww.
No, but you can and you're going to. But that's just a choice you've got to make. And you keep sort of putting it off on the side, then you keep bringing it back, and you go, no, I'm going to do it after 3 days, and you go swaying off again. You're all over the place. You just got to stick on that one track and you'll do it. It's very difficult. If you lose a pound a week, you're in good shape. That's all you got to do. Slowly, slowly, because you've got the most beautiful eyes. Just take that beard off. You're like a film star. I can see it.
Yeah, but then you see my three chins.
You'll lose that, though. That will sort of, like, fade out. You don't look at that. You look at your eyes when you look at you. You don't look at your chin.
He's blushing.
Are you blushing?
No, I'm
not blushing. Yes, he is.
Are you?
So, Natalie, we're going to do you want to predict a few things for Joe, and then we can go to me, and then we're going to take callers if everyone wants to get in on the action.
Yeah, if you'd like to get on, you're going to have to hang on, but we will get to you. 833-563-2539. Poor Chubb will get you on. But listen, we're trying to get as many people on, so you got to get to your point. You got to have this one question, get right to it, so we can get you on. Otherwise, we won't be able to talk to you. But,
Joe, do you have a question for Natalie specifically that you want to know? This is your chance.
Be very straight with me, because I don't go around the houses. I'll tell you how it is. I'm not here to give you any bad news, but I'll tell you things that I do see.
Well, I want to know. With my anxiety, I want to know about the bad stuff. Don't give me the good stuff.
Well, ask what you want to know.
I don't have any. I don't actually give bad stuff. I'm not here for all that reason. We don't dish out bad things. We're here to help you on your journey.
Well, what is this? What is the end of this year heading into 2020 look like for me?
You've got two new job offers as well.
Oh.
I told you she's not going to hold back.
Interesting. I have not officially signed my contract yet.
That's right. So you might get other links to other places, but that would mean if you do make that choice, whether people at the radio are listening or not, you would have to move state.
Okay. I'm going to have to stall until these offers come in.
That's a choice. That's a choice you're going to get coming up as well.
Are our bosses listening to this?
Yeah, that's okay. It doesn't mean you're going to go, but the choices are going to be there. So that means you're in demand and people like you. You've also got a link to Florida, which is south. So there's going to be something around Florida that you're either going to be linked to, going to, coming up as well.
Jealous.
You're also going to have a child coming up in your life.
Well, I've been trying to get my wife pregnant. She keeps on, like, not, letting me put it past the goalie, but I'd like to.
Yeah, but...
I'd love to get her knocked up.
It doesn't mean it's right this minute. It could be a little bit later.
Now, will it be with my wife?
That's another story. It could be. It might not be. There's nothing there I'm seeing in concrete, but I know there's a child coming in your life.
I'm going to go get some other phones. You can keep talking to Joe.
Blowing up. All right, Natalie, let me ask you, do you want to give me a little something that I have to look forward to?
You've got a lot. You've got three guys who are going to be buzzing around you, and you're going to have the choice. Don't go backwards with any men. Because I see a couple that are sort of still hovering around you. And I feel like one in particular, he worries me a little bit because I don't believe what he's saying.
Okay.
He's a tongue tier, and he's telling you what he wants. And if opportunities arose for him, he would drop you like a hot brick.
Oh.
And not because, so you just got to be wary. There's just a couple that I don't, it's like a blast from the past. And also somebody else who's hovering. Neither any benefit for you because they're with you for the wrong reasons, not for your beautiful soul, but because you're a pretty girl and they want you on their arm. It's all for the wrong reasons. However, ahead, you've got other men that are going to be buzzing around you. You're going to meet your knight in shining armor. It's just not this second. It's going to be with big changes that come into the new year, 2020.
Ooh.
Darling, you can have the choice. You're a beautiful girl. But what people don't know about you is that you're actually a beautiful person. And that's the main part about you. And I know it, you see. But everybody else, they look at you, they think, well, she's jolly hockey sticks. You're a terrific girl all around. You're a great package. And people don't realize that. They look at you for like, oh, she's, you know, a pretty skinny, slim girl, you know. And that's how people look, for the wrong reasons.
Thank you, Natalie. Okay.
You've all gone quiet there, Joe. Joe's steaming in his head thinking what's going on and everything else.
I'm thinking, like, am I going to get in trouble for talking about my contract? I don't know.
No, but I'm telling you, don't hold back. There's going to be a few changes going on where you are at the station. There's like, I feel like somebody's coming from another station. And like, so, it's like there's a change or they're adding, like, it's like nearby. Are you in a place that has other stations like in the area or something? Because I don't really know it.
We have stations in our building, and there's other radio companies in the area, yeah.
Okay, so somebody new's coming in your team, and there's going to be sort of a few new changes, but it's all positive. It's nothing negative. It's good. The
okay.
more the merrier, as we say, you know. So don't worry, Joe. You're always in good shape. I feel people want you around. You're very good. You're uplifting. People like you on the radio. So there's going to be other work offered to you. If the choice is yours, so you can roll the dice and whatever comes up to you. But you know what you want to do. You've been scheming an awful lot in your head. You do get a bit frustrated about things, but you don't need to.
Okay, I like hearing that. Natalie.
Isn't she awesome, Joe? I told you.
Yeah, can you hang on? Because
I can't believe you can't speak Polish. I'm shocked.
Natalie, I don't need to be language shamed right now. I'm working on it, okay? Natalie, if you can hang on, we're talking to top psychic Natalie Tomlinson, and you can too next. Pork Chop will get you on the phone. You got to get right to your point. 833-563-2539. We'll come right back after Billie Eilish, Bad Guy. All right, time is limited, so we got to get right into this. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, and we're talking to top psychic Natalie Tomlinson.
Yes, natalietomlinson.com if you want to check her out. She's got a book. She's amazing, and she's live with us now. By the way, Who Turned the Light On is her book, and she's going to take your questions, direct questions to answer. What you got?
Okay, let's go to Andrew this morning. Andrew, you are on with Natalie. What's your question?
I'm confused what path I should take with my career, if I should stick with what I'm doing or change.
Definitely change needed. And also, Andrew, can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes.
When you get a new situation going, which you will, you're going to have to move where you're living. And that's coming up. You can apply for some things. You've only been sort of window shopping. You haven't actually been purchasing. So you need to get on things, because right now it's just like a pipe dream. You need to move on it. But there's a job there for you and a new career if you want to do it. It's just talk at the moment. Let's get this show on the road, Andrew.
All right, Andrew.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. Right to your point so we can get everybody on. Caitlin, what's your question for Natalie?
Hey, I was just asking or wondering if there's going to be any babies in my near future.
Two. Have you got two now? I just see two.
Okay.
Do you have two kids right now, Natalie? Or Caitlin, I'm sorry.
I have one kid right now.
Oh.
There's another one coming then. You can have two in total.
Okay. You should check today. You might be pregnant.
Don't say that.
Not pregnant yet, but December's a good month, whatever that means.
Ooh, December's a good month, girl.
It is. That's when I was born. Hey, thank you, Caitlin, for calling in. We'll go to Ashley. Ashley, you're on with Natalie. What is your question?
Hi, so I have a feeling I might get in trouble in work in the next couple of days. Am I going to, or am I okay?
I feel that you're going to talk your way out of it, Ashley. And people do like you and everything, but you could just be a straight shoot and be honest. I feel like you'll talk your way out. You're not going to be fired if that's what you feel.
Hmm. I didn't. You know what? I actually thought I was today going to approach the problem before they have a chance to come to me. So that's funny. I'll just go with my plan.
Yeah, just go. Just be honest. Be a straight shooter. Tell them how it is. And if, yeah, get the early bird catches the worm. I feel like you'll be okay. You can sort of do a bit of schmoozing. You'll be all right. Don't panic. Don't get all that your stomach in knots, because it's pointless.
Hold on, though.
At the end of the day, it'll sort itself out. I do feel that.
I feel like it's only right to know what did you do.
Not really anything. No, I was kidding. Kind of in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Oh, I've been there before. Oh. Plenty of times at work. Hey,
we've
Ashley.
All been there, darling, so don't worry. But Ashley, I feel like you'll be okay. You'll get out of this. Just be yourself, okay?
All good, Ash. You're in the clear.
Hey, thank you.
Happy Friday to you, honey.
Woo-hoo!
All right, let's go to Brittany this morning. Brittany, what is your question for Natalie?
Hi. I was wondering if my husband is cheating and what my future could bring.
Okay. First of all, when anybody thinks the husband's cheating, 99% of the time they are. So that's something you might need to look into. Get a PI out on them if you're not sure. But I do feel that there might be some chit-chat going on for sure. So it can be moving into that direction. A woman's intuition is never wrong when they feel like their husband or boyfriend's sniffing around other women. It's fact. It's just there. So if you've got the intuition of, oh, I feel like something's going on, spirit are tapping you on the shoulder saying, listen, look into it because there's something going on. It doesn't mean he's actually secured the deal, but he might be on his way to do that. In other words,
right?
Okay.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, investigate. But you know when they say, "Oh, I'm not doing this. I'm not having an affair. I'm not doing this." The full of you know what, because most of the time they are. So I feel right. like there's definitely a chit chat going on for sure. So it could be the beginning of something.
Brittany, thank you for calling
Women's
in.
Women's intuition, never wrong. Listen to Natalie.
There you go. Brittany you Spears, go. How are you?
All right, let's go to one more person right now, and that is Jamie. Hey, Jamie, you're on with Natalie. What is your question?
Good morning,
Hi,
Jamie.
Natalie. Hi, I was calling to see my financial stability for my future.
I can't hear very well.
She was asking about her financial stability for the future, like how, I guess, is her financial future looking?
Yeah, you've got to do something with changing of work. Not just because, like you could say, because you might not be even working right now, but there's definitely got to be a change here. And also, Jim, I felt that in the last sort of 6 months, you've been kind of really in the blues, really down. Maybe a little bit of depression.
True.
So we need to sort of get out of that a little bit if we can.
Okay. Hey, Jamie, thank
can
you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. No, yes. Yeah, go ahead. I just get a little bit of Jamie silence
hear
right
me?
There.
Joe, I want to speak to Jamie.
Oh, I just hung up on Jamie. Oh, crap.
Joseph!
I thought we were done with Jamie!
Okay, let's go to the next.
I know we're on a timer, but I've got to finish what I'm saying to somebody before we cut them off.
All right, well, she's going to listen to the podcast, so tell her.
Okay, so we have to wrap up soon.
No, that's okay. She can listen to the podcast. Go ahead and continue saying, Natalie.
Give us a kiss, Joe, and shushy shush.
So we still do have a minute and a half here. Natalie, if you do too, you were telling me something off air. Did you want to say that again or continue with that?
And Porkchop wants to know about his love life, if he will meet someone.
Yeah. Who are we doing this first? Joe or Porkchop? Or we're doing Porkchop?
Porkchop.
Garrett.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Garrett, I just keep seeing a lot of, as if you're working, not in a studio for engineering type stuff, but more of a music studio, you know, like a recording place that they do recordings for music. I see that link to him, which is an interesting thing as well. What were you asking about love life as well?
Will he end up with a guy or a girl?
Oh, neither. Cat.
A cat. That's illegal.
I feel that pork chop, Garrett, I just don't feel that... love as such is like the main priority in your life. It sort of takes a back seat. But if you want things to sort of, the volume to be turned up, you have to make a few more efforts. Your efforts are not as much as they should be if you really want that.
So maybe less sleeping with people and more actually dating.
Well, yeah, not just, yeah, you could, if you were doing that, whatever it is, I feel like his concentration seems to veer off that. It's like he doesn't take priority. Like you'll see, some people, like, they're chasing, like, I want to meet the girl or the guy of my dreams, and they're going for it.
It's so
I
weird.
Let me finish.
Oh,
Garrett is not going down that road. He's more focused on other things. It takes a back seat. If you bring it into the forefront, I feel that you can have a better situation going on. Because I don't feel like it's quite there yet, as in, like, marriage or something quite yet.
No, he's far from marriage. I think we know. Natalie, where can everybody find you if they want a private reading?
You go to the website, which is natalietomlinson.com. I do readings on Skype, on FaceTime, or on phone, whatever you're comfortable with. People have choices. And then we get a reading set up with my assistant, and we'll get you booked in, and that's it. I'm very, very direct, but I also am very compassionate. So I don't mince my words. I'll tell you how it is. If I say your husband's having an affair, he's having an affair. If I say you're moving house or you've got to go to the doctor, you'll see what I'm saying because it all unfolds. Like, honestly, I only hear what I hear and I tell you because I'm basically just a messenger.
Wow.
She is. Thank you so much, Natalie.
Thank you, Natalie.
She's amazing. And I'm telling you, she reads for A-list celebrities.
A happy, happy Friday. And don't worry about things. Just get on with it because life is good. And you all got a lovely gig going on there. And you all sound terrific. I've just been listening to you beforehand.
Aww.
All right.
Love her.
Joe, you come off wonderful on radio, by the way, just so you know.
I deceive everybody, don't I?
No wonder you're getting other jobs offered, honey.
I know.
He's very excited.
You're in demand.
Natalie, I'll
destroy you with that cake on your face and just thought, ooh.
Thank you. I'll have to have you on my new morning show in Florida when I get the job offer. So.
Can't wait.
Natalie.
And then your baby on the way.
Yes, it'll be a Florida baby during a hurricane. So, Natalie, thank you so much. We'll have to have her back on again. That was
really
good.
Isn't she amazing? Thank you, Natalie.
It's hot in here.
Yeah. I think she might have misread you being on Grindr all the time as focusing on music. That's what it was. All right. Hey, coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, we got your dummy of the day. This one somehow involves Roseanne. Yeah, hang on. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Wow. Roseanne is involved in today's dummy of the day, and I want to give your ears a warning. This is going to be tough to hear. A Delaware school district is investigating why a version of the national anthem performed by comedian Roseanne Barr was played before a girls' volleyball game.
What?
The incident occurred before a game between Seaford and Milford High Schools. The superintendent explained, quote, "The district plays the national anthem prior to sporting events to honor our country and in support of our men and women who serve in the nation's armed forces. In the future, the district will utilize our district-approved version at athletic events." Now, if you've never heard Roseanne's national anthem, this is from 1990. It was a baseball game between the Cincinnati Reds and San Diego Padres.
And it was a debacle.
Here you go. You're welcome.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what a party we have.
Listen to the booze that'll come in.
Last gleaming, whose breath drives and rides down through the perilous fight on the
oh, gosh.
Boo.
Do you want to hear any more?
No, it's just painful.
A whole crowd booing at her. And this they played this with the booing. So you're at a sporting event and this is going on.
I remember when Roseanne, she grabbed her crotch and it was horrible. Like everyone, this was national news all over the place.
Here's the end. And that's what they played. I don't know. How do you pick that?
And who lost their job over that?
I don't know.
I want to know.
I don't know. All right. That is your dummy of the day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Way to go, Mackenzie. Homewrecker.
I have no control. That was interesting.
Yeah, I've been texting with my wife behind the scenes. We talked to psychic Natalie Tomlinson
First of all, isn't she fabulous? So if anyone's skeptical, like I think she's amazing, and I know everyone has their different beliefs, but Natalie is really cool, and she does. She said, "I tell it like it is." She says what she sees, and then you take from that what you want.
I have no religious objection to it. Like, it doesn't bother me. I'm not worried about what she sees or what she does or talks to. I just think it's really, like, I'm worried about Porkchop that he's going to go spend a bunch of money now on getting his cat looked at.
Well, he actually, okay, so she said, Natalie, our psychic, our top psychic, said that one of his animals has a bum leg, and it does, and Porkchop has not taken the poor cat to the vet in how long?
Well, I mean, her entire life she's walked with a limp, she just walked different, and
so
it's like, oh, that's cute, like, that's how she walks. But, you know, now that she mentions it, like, shoot, maybe something is wrong with her leg, I don't know.
See, but she's putting that thing into your head.
But how would she know that he has an animal that walks with a limp?
She asked that you throw out questions like, well, does your animal have this? And you're like, yes, it does.
No.
I mean, like, you want to believe it, you fill in the answer that you want. But hey.
I mean, but that's so specific to say I have a cat that walks with a limp.
She asked, did you have a cat?
You're just mad because she wants you to shave your beard down.
Well, I'm not mad at all about that. I mean, obviously not everybody's perfect. But the thing that I am discussing with my wife off the air about that she talked about is quite concerning. So there's that. Thanks, Mackenzie.
Everybody's mad at everybody.
I'm not mad. I'm just mad. She said, I guess I am mad. She said, I'm not going to have a love life because I'm married to my job.
But you work 24/7. You need to have a life balance.
But that, once again, is an easy thing to throw out there. If she knows anything about radio, what she does, you know that radio people are always working their job. I don't think that's like a, I'm getting a feeling with pork chop.
She must not see how much time he spends on Grinder.
Oh,
when
no, I agree.
Work.
It's not a love life. I want a wife for a husband.
I'm just kidding.
You want a wife for a husband?
Marry me.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know. Nobody. Obviously.
Anybody.
Anybody.
This is the call of a desperate man.
That sounds so desperate.
Oh, poor Chop.
It's like a wounded animal. Nah. All right, what'd you
wait,
got?
Wait for it. You'll
keep
find
on
a
waiting.
Perfect person.
Just wait. Wait. Not yet. Mackenzie, what do you got going on this weekend?
Oh, I'm so excited. So I'm getting my hair did today. I'm excited. I'm going to get my hair cut and all the things, highlights. I cannot wait. It's been a long time, which is weird for me. And then tomorrow, I have a fabulous event. It's called Fashion Rocks, and it's going to be at Saks, Keystone the Crossing. I'm going with my girlfriends. We're going to get all dolled up. It's a hoity-toity event, cocktails. So that's what I'll be doing. What about you guys?
I was going to bring my jorts. I don't know if that's allowed.
You can come. I'm not going to let you wear jorts, but you can come and leave the Crocs back at home.
Poor Chad, what do you got going on?
I'm at the steakhouse all weekend. Like, literally, I'm working there tonight. I'm working there tomorrow lunch, and then I'm working a double on Sunday.
Grinding.
Steakhouse. I deleted Grindr on Tuesday, dude.
So Saturday night, are you going to be working?
I'm off Saturday night. I don't think I have any definite plans right now.
Oh, we're gonna pop in the steakhouse and my girls and have cocktails with you.
Oh, I know. I
give you a big tip.
I think I just looked at my schedule. I'm doing Sunday night, not Saturday night. And I'm doing tonight, Friday night.
Well, we have a hot date. Porkchop and I, we're going to get our driver's licenses renewed together next week.
At least some people follow the law around here, Liv. What do you got going on?
I am going to Florida this weekend, so I'm not leaving until Sunday. So I'm going to be getting ready for that trip and still like kind of moving in and finalizing the unpacking and stuff like that before I leave for Florida.
That sounds cool.
I'm excited.
And I don't know what I'm doing. I know there's plans, but like my wife has to put it into my calendar to tell me what I'm doing. So maybe I'm doing nothing.
Your wife has to put it on your calendar to tell you what you're doing. She's not your assistant.
No, no, no. Like, because I know we do stuff, but like she directs everything. So like I know I have things I'm doing this weekend. My wife just hasn't told me yet.
Like honeydew stuff or like fun things that you're going to do together?
Things that she'll want to do that I'll have to do because I need to be a better husband.
Like?
I think there's like a wine festival or something going
in Carmel?
On. Is that what it is?
Come by my friend that I'm going to the fashion show with is going to do that, which is going to be hilarious. And then we're going to the fashion show together. So you guys could stop by. We can have some vino. That would be fun.
Vino?
Wine.
You mean Moscato.
Wine.
I'm a Moscato man.
I've never heard any dude say that.
Well, you just did, Mackenzie. Listen, hey, we can't do any of that. Listen, get on out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Live the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye.